The following program has been furnished and paid by Nathan P. Ross, CPA, and KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance or on how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path and so much more. Whatever your financial goals, Nathan has the strategies to get you there. And now here's your host, Nathan P. Ross.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Syndication Mass Show. It's Sunday, January 2nd, 2022. Sounds, well, it's welcomed. I'm glad 2021 is behind us. I think a lot of people would say that. But in any event, let's let the new year be the beginning of a new paradigm for those of you that are looking to change your wealth creation pathway. And specifically, the focus of this show is the real estate private partnership syndication asset space, which is one of the best ways we feel to create wealth for our clients. We've got a lot of clients that are in this asset space that have done well over the last, 20 years or so since I've been working in this area. I'm going to suggest to you that our firm is a CPA firm. We focus on planning. We are planners. We are not necessarily reporters, although we do a fair number of tax returns. We prepare them each year, but our focus is on the planning. That's where the money is, so to speak, in your overall wealth creation picture. It's not reporting what happened last year. It's focused on working on next year's outcomes even as we speak. And it's not necessarily, in the case of real estate private partnerships, it's not even necessarily tax savings as much as it is wealth creation. We're looking at the next 30 years of your life by getting some structures in place that will mitigate your longevity risk, which you may not even realize you have. But in survey after survey, the single biggest issue with those that are either already retired, or in retirement is the longevity risk. How long will my money last? Will I outlive my money or will it outlive me? And we hope the latter. And we think that assets like the real estate private placements will be the key to you being able to have your money outlive you. There are other tools. We'll use some other tools along the way to help mitigate taxes, but our focus is trying to help you create wealth with these particular structures. And I know that I hear other shows here on the air talk about, well, you know, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. When you're 82 years old and you don't have enough money to live, it's definitely about the money. And when you get hit with a long-term health care issue or a chronic illness issue, these are things that the average, 50% of the average Americans will spend over $400,000 each. That's $800,000 if you're married and you both have these issues in retirement. So, you know, the old $1 million milestone of thinking you've got enough for retirement that doesn't begin to cover those bills in most cases. Now, you know, in some cases people have planned for it, and like our clients, you know, we've got tools to help mitigate that issue. Assuming you're in reasonably good health right now, you can get the coverages that are necessary to take care of that. And it's not, by the way, just a classic long-term healthcare policy. We are very aware of insurance tools that not only give you a tax break, significant tax break, they also have coverages for these possible calamities that will help you be much more tax and wealth efficient covering them. We're on obviously a new year today, and you know, I was planning on doing a show where we start in on what I think the most basics are with respect to this particular asset space. And, I'm sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. I need to elaborate on the disclaimer that you heard on the way into the show. I want to make sure you understand that while, you know, we hope you find this show somewhat entertaining, this is anything but entertainment. I would think of it more as education, and effectively, we're going to discuss some things today that while they fit a lot of people's circumstances, a lot of our clients' circumstances, they may not necessarily fit yours. And I'm going to suggest to you that it would be wise to always, always check with your own personal tax, legal, real estate, and other advisors before you seek to execute anything you hear on this show and any other show on the air, whether it's this station or others. Very important that you make sure the strategies apply to you, because many times when you're dealing with tax issues that involve these strategies, they may not apply to you. And we'll go into that more as we get into the nuts and bolts of how do you analyze these opportunities. There's a lot of claims made on the front end when, you know, someone is seeking your money, your capital, that are absolutely designed to excite you and intrigue you and motivate you to cut that check. And I hear often about the tax benefits and how you're going to benefit from assorted strategies like cost segregation and bonus depreciation. And I guess I'm going to tell you that may not, in fact, it likely won't be you that will benefit. The folks that are leading the transaction, now they're going to benefit. And so that kind of highlights one of the first things I got to get into your head is separate the project or the partnership's return in total, the project level is how we refer to it, from the passive investor level. Very important that you do that, because many of the metrics that you're going to read about on the front end, where we achieve a X equity multiple, an X rate of cash on cash return, an X rate of internal rate of return, and assorted others, just understand that 9 out of 10 times that is at the project level or the high level of the partnership itself. Not necessarily after all the splits have occurred, the allocations, the limitations, et cetera, the pref rate of returns, et cetera, et cetera. And you want to be clear, you don't care about anything at the project level. I mean, you do, because that obviously drives what's going to be at your individual partner level. But your individual partner level is the money that's going to go in your bank account. And that's what you need to be very careful to understand so that you can correctly analyze opportunity A compared to opportunity C or D, et cetera. And that's what we want to look at. But anyway, as I was thinking, preparing for today's show, and I was starting to go into the manner that we would start to analyze these transactions, I was referring to several of the private placement and operating agreement. I call them doc stacks, because that's within the stack of documents that you're going to want to review when you start analyzing these. And I thought, you know, I hear the music coming on for the first break. So let's do this. We'll be back here in a few minutes. But if you have questions, feel free to call us at 281-558-5738. Or you can send me a text to 713-782-1900. Or you can even email me at nathan@npross.com. I'm keeping an eye on all three of those streams of communication as we speak. We'll be right back with the Be A Planners Syndication Mass Show in a few minutes.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. The Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, focuses exclusively on helping investors understand the current options for investing. The syndication arena has changed. You can now take advantage of direct online investing options without expensive upfront membership fees. Nathan Ross, CPA, discusses these options and more, including the math involved with partnership selection, reporting, and performance. On the Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, Sundays at 7 a.m. right here on KSEV.
This is Kevin O'Hara with O'Hara & Company Real Estate. At O'Hara & Company Real Estate, we believe in God, family, and country. In the past 50 years, people have been trying to remove all three of those from our thinking. Fight for what you believe in and protect your freedoms before they're all taken away. Don't let anyone infringe on your rights. If you need a real estate company, call O'Hara & Company Real Estate, 281-373-3393, or look us up on the web at O'HaraRE.com. I'm Kevin O'Hara. God bless America, and God bless Texas.
Despite all the troubles of 2021, we live in a blessed land where freedom still has a chance. And I hope you take that note of optimism and hold it tight through the Christmas season and into the new year. And we'll be with you every step of the way, trying to make your 2022 the best it can be. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We'll see you in 2022. The Chris Salcedo Show on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas.
Wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world and I never had a chance, girl. And Lord, I tried to be forgiving, but getting by don't mean you're living. And on that highway going nowhere was an exit overdue.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Syndication Mass Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And that Neil Diamond song very aptly sums up the large bulk of our clients that come to us to help in this area. And, you know, getting by isn't living. Or just getting by, and that's what we can help you avoid with getting into the right real estate private partnerships. And it's absolutely an off-ramp in terms of being overdue if you're currently using index funds and mutual funds and whatever, stock, I suppose, bonds to you know, attempt to create wealth. And many of those will do that, but it's more happenstance than it is pro forma. And when I say pro forma, obviously, when we're analyzing these syndications, there's no way to know exactly what's going to happen. But let me tell you, an apartment building, and most of the real estate private partnerships we work with are multifamily apartments. And I'll just tell you, there's hardly any other asset class that you can more assuredly create pro forma numbers on, in other words, project the future, than an apartment building. Unlike an oil and gas well, and unlike a coffee shop, you know, there's significant information in the public sphere. You know, the National Apartment Association, the Texas chapter, the Houston chapter of the National Apartment Association, they track statistics on virtually every building in the country, right down to the average rent on the corner of you know, such and such and such and such. I mean, it's incredible the amount of data that we have. And it's not just average rent, it's average expenses. So you know, if you're investing in a Class C apartment complex in Southwest Houston, someone already has the projected data of what that box, let's call it, that property is capable of generating. And understand that nobody wants to buy it for what it's capable of generating in the past. They want to buy it to upscale it, to put the quote would-like end quote, flooring in, new appliances, have some new promotions. It's all about raising the bottom line, what we call net operating income, because that's how apartment buildings trade. And the goal of every project you'll look at, when you look at the investment summary, the private placement memorandum, etc., the sole focus, in spite of what else may be said, is that we're trying to raise the net operating income. And if we can raise the net operating income by, you know, even 10%, that creates, in most cases, depending on the buyer, anywhere from, you know, 50 to 100% additional value. And so in terms of the selling price for the piece of the passive investor. So very important that you understand the metrics and that you understand the strategies on how you get there. And that's something that we will absolutely focus on week after week after week. And that's what we focus on in practice if you decide you'd like to work with us. Speaking of, if you would like to work with us, you're welcome to go to the baplanner.com website. That's BEAPLANNER.com. And top right of the website, you'll see some intake forms. You'll see an intake form link. You'll also see a schedule a call link. Both of those are your way to get onto our radar and be able to talk with me personally about what your plans are, your questions, you know, how do you use your retirement money to undertake these investments. You may be surprised to learn that you can absolutely, if you're living in the great state of Texas and you're married happily, I'm going to suggest, there are legal strategies we can execute where you can access your retirement funds from your employer's retirement account. Doesn't matter how old you are, doesn't matter that you still want to continue your job. Those are usually the only two ways that your HR department will tell you you can access your funds. If, let's say, you're 51 years old, so you're beneath the 59 and a half floor, and again, you like your job or you need your job, whatever the case may be, you don't plan on separating anytime soon. And I'm going to tell you that it is absolutely achievable to have those funds rolled over to an account that you control, so you control your money and you can use it to invest in real estate so that you can, as Marvin Zindler used to say, do whatever makes you happy. And so for some people, that might be retiring after 5 to 10 years, or, you know, it may be I get to work on something else. I get to do something I enjoy. Maybe your existing job. I'm surprised at how many people, like myself, I enjoy what I do. I hope I'm doing it till you're putting me in the ground. But, you know, not everybody feels that way. And, of course, you've got all the real estate gurus on the air trying to make you feel guilty that you do. And they talk about your prison being a cubicle, et cetera. You know what? Your cubicle may be an incredible opportunity. Just because folks of that ilk did not enjoy working and felt like they were enslaved, that is no reason to project that onto you. And I'm going to tell you, if you enjoy working, you're making a good living, you're in good health, keep doing it, because that might be the key to keeping you in good health and a sound mental mind, is having that constant, I got to go do this thing, as long as it doesn't other. Right, there's a happy medium there. Anyway, so back to the topic at hand. As I was starting to dig in on my preparation, I thought, you know, with what we're seeing coming through right now on these current syndication options, I think we need to do a show purely based on what you don't want to look at, what you don't want to do, because there are some real foxes aiming for your chicken coop, coming to take those chickens out. And I'm going to suggest to you that that doesn't mean you don't invest in this space. What it means is you either learn how to pick these out, or you work with someone like us that does. We look at these transactions daily. We eat them for breakfast. There's nothing that we're better at and spend our time on than trying to figure out what is the math involved on these transactions to help you understand what you're signing up for. And at the end of the day, the math is going to dictate which transactions that you then spend the time and dig in on vetting the actual personality behind the deal, the syndicator, the lead partner, the sponsor. Because you're getting ready to get hitched. You're getting ready to get married, okay? And for those of us that are married or have been married, you understand what that means. And if you don't understand it, talk to some of your married friends and let's get a keen understanding that, you know, what it means to be married. You're going to, and I don't say this in the same context, but you're going to be giving your money to somebody you don't know to take care of it and to make it grow. And if you don't feel good about that syndicator, if you haven't done some background checks, which we'll help you with, you're not ready to invest. I don't care if I give you the most glowing report on the math, everything, all the boxes are checked. That's just the starting point. I don't want to confuse you. We are not the dog. We are the tail. And we don't let the tail wag the dog. That said, there's enough information in today's world. The same reason we're even talking about this. You don't need to join a membership platform, the old school method of investing, any more than you need to call a travel agent. Just think of those guys as travel agents. They're excellent salespeople. They're membership salespeople from way back, even before they were doing the real estate membership thing. A lot of them were in other businesses like health clubs, spas. You know the ones that are unbelievably effective with their infomercials and ads, etc. They make you feel guilty because you're too short, too fat, too dumb, etc., to get money out of you for a membership. Well, the same thing is taking place in the real estate arena by some of the same people. I'm just going to tell you, forget the travel agent. Forget the health club salesman. You do all your research online. You can find transactions. We'll help you find transactions. We know who some good syndicators are. And then you can subscribe or actually invest online. You can keep your $20,000 membership fees in your pocket and pay for some professional services, which, by the way, you're going to need us, me, whether you join a membership platform or not. You think they're going to tell you which deals to invest in? Because if they do, they're going to be cannibalizing 80% of the other transactions on their platform. So they're going to teach you just a modicum of, oh, this is a private placement memorandum. These are what some of these terms mean. But they're not going to rank the current options that you have out there as to which ones might be better or worse in terms of your facts and circumstances. We will know what your facts and circumstances are, tax-wise, family-wise, and otherwise, and we'll try to help you with understanding what you're signing up for. But in any event, I'm going to go down a list of at least four. If I have time, I may do more of the most egregious issues that we see with the current crop of syndications. And when I say current, I'm not talking about the difference between today and 15 years ago. No, I'm talking about the difference between today and maybe 15 months ago. It's crazy what's going on in this space. It's a situation where it seems like each syndicator is trying to one-up the one that was most egregious before them. And for instance, we never used to see an acquisition fee, and then we saw 1%, 2% start to come into play here a year and a half ago. Now you got folks out there, guys and gals, by the way, this isn't restricted to the males among us, asking for a 5%, what I call day zero. In other words, you've just gone to closing. Nothing's happened yet to earn money, and those folks are taking a 5% acquisition fee. And let's put that in dollars and cents. Let's say that that's a, to make the math easy, it's a $50 million transaction. That's a $2.5 million off-the-top acquisition fee. I really shouldn't get started on this before the break because my clients know just how much this irritates me and frustrates me. We'll talk about it when we come back. How about that? So we're coming up on the break again, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Call me if you have any questions about any of these topics that might interest you, or send me the text. The phone number is 281-558-5738. Text is 713-782-1900. We'll be right back with the Be A Planner Show, or Be A Planner Syndication Mass Show, excuse me, in a few minutes. Thank you.
That's just the way it is. Ah, but don't you believe them?
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
If you're looking to sell or buy a home and in need of the best realtors out there, look no further than the Matthews team at RE/MAX Legends. Ronnie and Kathy Matthews have instilled in each and every team member their hard work and honest values, and believe me, it's paid off. This incredible team's agents has an average tenure of over 10 years, so it's clear that the Matthews team truly knows the Houston area market and what it takes to get a home sold quickly. They're employee-owned, they care about their clients, and they always go the extra mile to ensure that each sale and purchase is seamless and smooth. The Matthews team are the number one RE/MAX team in Texas and have been for over 20 years. Call the Matthews team at 281-440-7900 or see for yourself and go online at ronnieandkathy.com. They sell over 900 homes a year, and they know every inch of the buying and selling market in the greater Houston area. Call the Matthews team. I chose them as my realtor, and you should too. The Matthews team and RE/MAX Legends, your realtor for life. 281-440-7900. That's 281-440-7900.
Universal Propane Grill and Light is where all the grill masters shop for top-tier quality products to barbecue or cook a great piece of meat. Owner Bob Fulton always emphasizes to me the importance of selling a great quality product, whether it's a new grill or one of the many outdoor kitchen accessories. Don't be fooled by buying products online. I assure you, you're not getting what you're paying for. Stop by Universal Propane Grill and Light and allow Bob Fulton to explain and inform you on true quality products. With the huge showroom floor at Universal Propane Grill and Light, you're able to get a hands-on education. Universal Propane Grill and Light stands behind their products. No knockoffs that will corrode, break down, and fall apart after a few uses. Shop where all the grill masters go. Universal Propane Grill and Light, 9106 FM 1960 West, just west of 249. Give Bob a call today at 281-894-8878 or visit their website, gasgrillwarehouse.com. Universal Propane Grill and Light.
Welcome back to the Be A Planner's Syndication Mass Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And just before we took a break, we were getting into the assorted fees that are being layered on the current transactions. And by the way, it's not uniformly across all platforms. There's some investor mentor programs that eschew these fees, but they've got other issues. And, you know, the same ones that have low fees are the ones that will tell you that you should liquidate all your retirement accounts, you know, rip the Band-Aid off. Just pay the IRS. If you got $350,000 or so in 401, just pay the IRS that $95,000. You're going to make so much money. You're going to retire in 2.5 to 5 years. Go ahead and do it, which I'm going to tell you right now, mathematically at least, it's a bunch of hooey. You are not going to retire. I can show you the math. And if you'll give me a few inputs where you define what your retirement is and tell me how much money you have to get started, I'll show you the only four ways that you can execute with your money to control your money and invest it in these tractions. I will show you when you can retire pro forma using those platforms' numbers and assumptions, because they never bother to ask you those questions. They're assuming that you only need about $50,000 to $60,000 a year after tax to live. I'm sorry, that's Neil Diamond just getting by. We're shooting for a lot higher than that, and the only way you're going to get there is if you optimize your strategy tax-wise to not part with that $100,000 up front on a $350,000 account. Now, if you got a $1 million account, you're not just parting with $100,000. Try about $400,000 by the time you lay that on your existing income. And I'm just going to tell you, we charge a lot of money to help you navigate these transactions. You will always end up with at least 70% or more of the tax savings in year one. Forget about the go forward. And by the way, what is that go forward? What does that go forward look like if instead of sending the IRS $95,000 today, your family's net worth might benefit over the next 30 years? We look at this at a 30-year view. We assume a 20% compounded rate of return, simply because we've seen that with many of our clients. And by the way, the same platforms that tell you to do this rip the Band-Aid off approach will tell you that you can earn between 10 and 30% per year. So that's 20%. We use their numbers. We use their assumptions, their projects. And you may be surprised to learn that over 30 years, $95,000 invested in these types of transactions, if you keep it invested, will be worth north of $24 million. $24 million. It would be like you winning the lottery and never finding out about it if you ripped the Band-Aid off and paid the IRS. Last time I checked, the IRS's rate of return is, I believe it's still nada, right? Zero. How much are they going to pay you every year after you take that advice and cash out your funds? It is insane, to use a word that I hear bannered about, for anyone to suggest that you're better off, that you're achieving financial freedom by paying the IRS, a third, 30% of your net worth? That's just ignorance. It's absolute ignorance to think that you should do that. And I'll show it to you mathematically. We'll quantify the ignorance, and we'll quantify when you can retire based on pro forma data in the next 5, 10, maybe 15 years. Depends on what you have. Depends on how successful you are, which deals you get in. Okay, so back to the fees. We started to talk about the acquisition fee, and I want to be clear. The acquisition fee is typically it's expressed as a percentage of the purchase price of the property. So it's not just the capital raise. Let's say you were doing that $50 million transaction with that partnership, and they raised $15 million would not be an uncommon number by any means. So it's not a fee based on the 15, it's a fee based on the 50. And so if a little bell doesn't start going off right now in your head thinking about, well, gee, wonder who makes that decision as to which deal to invest in, and I wonder how much of their money is going into this transaction, now you'll start to get a flavor for why Nathan Ross is such a reactionary when it comes to these fees. And I've been calling this now for a year or more. I'm starting to hear some other folks mention it, but they don't talk about it too loud because usually they come out of a syndication background. They either are a syndicator or, again, they're selling memberships to an investor mentor program that may not have the hype, or at least they don't think it does. It's all hype to me when I hear some of the stories I hear bannered about. They're experts at taking the anomaly and making it sound like it happens on every transaction. Our average member retires in 2.5 years. I've actually heard that statement on the radio or on a podcast, and I'm just telling you, prove it. I got the numbers to prove it, because don't forget, we do a lot of tax returns for members of all the platforms, and we know what's behind the curtain, okay? So if any of you need more information, maybe some help on deciding which platform you might consider if you've got the extra $20,000 laying around, we'll be happy to share our own personal experiences where we were members, we were vendors of assorted platforms. Happy to do that with you. In any event, So the acquisition fee is simply for the, and I shouldn't say simply, there is a lot of work involved in putting together a transaction, and that's what the syndicator gets the promote, or think of it as an override, where they're typically getting anywhere from 5% to now we're seeing as high as 50% promotes, which means when the cream starts flowing, they're right there dining at the trough next to you on a huge chunk of that transaction. And in many cases, they haven't put $1 of their own investment capital in that transaction. Now, there's some head fakes along the way. They may claim they're putting in $1 million or $500,000. The reality is when you're pulling out a $2.5 million acquisition fee on day one, I don't call that million an investment. Let's talk about a net investment scenario, net of your fees, how much are you putting in? Because I would like to know that your incentive to do this transaction, to pay this amount of money per door, per unit, let's call it, to take on this project is not because you've got, I don't know, $4 to $5, $6 million coming if you convince other people to put enough money up to go get that transaction. And so the egregious or nefarious, as I suggest, intent is without regard to the investor platform. You could pick any investor platform you want. I'll show you where the soft spots are, regardless of who it is and how it's structured. And I'm also going to tell you that the fees are not your end point. They are your beginning point. We're trying to figure out, is the fee rational based on the pro forma outcomes? And are the fees something that could be clawed back if you don't get there on what the pro forma projections are? I've got no issue with fees. In fact, take as many dollars as you want, Mr. Syndicator, or Ms. Syndicator, as the case may be, after I've hit a 2.0 equity multiple, I've got, you know, a 20% internal rate of return, I've got consistent 10% cash on cash returns for the interim years before you get to the refinances and exits. I don't care. You give me those returns at those levels, take the rest of it. You've helped me achieve my goal, but don't take $1 of the fees. And I'm not talking about the obligatory 3% property management fee or 2% asset management fee. That's part of every transaction in America. What I'm talking about is this list of fees that I'm getting ready to go down with you, seven or eight different fees that will pretty much guarantee you that you will not get to the pro forma metrics that are being quoted. There is no magic pixel dust that I'm familiar with that could be sprayed about this transaction over the next 5, 6, 8 years to get you back to where you would be had the money been left in play. And what this translates to you, and I'm going to keep saying this at each step of the way here on these fees, it is capital dilution. And that's, you might think of that as delusion as well, but it's D-I-L-U-T-I-O-N, dilution. And every dollar that you put in will not be going towards making you money. And I understand that that's the case even on the benign deals, the ones that have none of these fees. You got to trade some things to get some things. And in this case, you're getting a reasonable trade at the right amount of fee level, because you don't have to get out of bed in the morning to go run that Class C apartment building. You don't have to go get the debt to buy it. You don't have to be a guarantor on the debt to buy it. You don't have to go get the appraisal. You don't have to go get the environmental. You don't have to raise the capital. You are passive, and you will exchange some value to get that value back. The question is when it is a rational level of value, and that's what we want to hone in on. So anyway, let's move past the acquisition fee. Now we're seeing due diligence fees, which some of the syndicators bundle into the acquisition. Again, it's a way to make each fee look a little bit less instead of just calling it what it is. It's a 4 or 5% acquisition fee. No, we're going to split it between acquisition, due diligence, debt placement, equity placement, capital raise, which that's the same as equity placement, construction management, refinance fees, and disposition fees. We're going to go through these as best we can. We're coming up on the end of the third segment. But bottom line is, in the good old days, all of that, I'm talking a year and a half ago, was done purely as part of you handing the syndicator a promote of anywhere from 5 to 20%. And so now this stuff's getting layered on top. Okay, well, we'll be back in a few minutes to the Be a Planner Syndication Mass Show with Nathan Ross. Again, call me with questions, 281-558-5738. Or 281-558-KSEV, the voice of Texas. We'll be right back.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. The Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, focuses exclusively on helping investors understand the current options for investing. The syndication arena has changed. You can now take advantage of direct online investing options without expensive upfront membership fees. Nathan Ross, CPA, discusses these options and more, including the math involved with partnership selection, reporting, and performance. On the Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, Sundays at 7 a.m. right here on KSEV.
You're driving down the road and suddenly your check engine light comes on. Your mind immediately begins to race. Is this serious? What does this mean? Am I about to break down? Who can I trust to repair this properly without being taken advantage of? Hi, this is Rona from Skeeter's Auto Service, home of the Texas Car Doctor Radio Show, where old-fashioned, unparalleled customer service meets the latest in technology. We're not going to overcharge you or sell you what you don't need. We're not going to keep your car for days on end, and we will always try to give you options that fit your budget. My dad always taught us, do the right thing for the right reasons, work hard, and success will always follow. We pride ourselves in doing just that each and every day at Skeeter's Auto Service. Check us out at skeetersauto.com, like us on Facebook, or give us a call at 281-469-1152.
Watch out, folks. There's a new city that never sleeps. It's called Obesity, USA. Population, 115 million. And getting bigger by the day and night. Because in Obesity, USA, there are so many reasons to stay awake. Things like work, constant access to technology and media, job hunting, lack of exercise, bills, anxiety, insomnia, hypertension, diabetes, stress eating, fat shaming, and more work. It's no wonder one in three people in Obesity USA can't sleep. But who would want to when the fast food restaurants are open all night, too? Welcome to the state of America. Welcome to Obesity USA. To learn more, go to visitobesity.org. That's visitobecity.org. Brought to you by the Pennington Biomedical Research Foundation.
Dr. David Mobley is on call.
The purpose of the show is take your calls and chat with you about your health care.
The Houston Methodist Health Hour.
And I want you to join me, talk about your health issues or somebody that you care about, something you've heard, something you've read, something you're curious about. I may or may not have an answer, but I'll give it the best shot that I can.
The Houston Methodist Health Hour, Monday and Tuesday afternoons at 1 on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas.
Just one category out of at least four I'm going to give you. And so I think I've gotten your attention, I hope, on the fees. And let's just say that it's not necessarily the sole reason to make a decision. You might still decide to invest with somebody that's got these fees. But I tell you what, you'd probably want to get a clawback in place where, you know, they don't take the money out. You book a deferred liability on the partnership balance sheet. And that's another one is the reporting. You know, the reporting is sadly deficient in many areas. But we'll talk about that later. That'll be another show. But in any event, these fees are a big deal towards you feeling confident that you can actually get to the numbers that are being pro forma'd or projected and that you get your fair share. Let's get into a couple other things. The one right now that we're seeing on almost every transaction that gets undertaken is the debt structure. It's very common now, the current use of bridge debt. And we use the term bridge to indicate it's a temporary form of debt, whereas the agency type debt, you know, Freddie and Fannie will be 10-year terms. Bridge debt is typically no more than 3 years with 2 one-year extensions. And when you see a syndicator explain that as, we actually wanted bridge debt. It's a very flexible debt structure. It lets us refinance earlier with no penalty, et cetera. That's a bunch of bunk. And I'll tell you right now, any syndicator that has a project that has a story to tell now can still get agency debt. It's not easy, but it's possible, and we see that on occasion. But for most cases, when you're taking a beat-up old schedule or Class C or B or A apartment building, and you're going to rehab it, renovate it, do your best to get the rents up, which gets the NOI up, you're going to be limited to bridge debt. And by the way, those one-year extensions typically are a 1% fee. So if you're the party that's got that $35 million loan that's got to be extended, that's a lot of money, $350,000, 1%. So they're not free by any stretch. But in any event, we would prefer to see a 10-year agency-type debt structure. Everybody's doing a bridge, and all I can tell you is, If you don't have a story to tell when the time comes to refinance that debt, your NOI's gone up, you executed exactly what you said you would, you're giving a lender no incentive to refinance that debt, whether it's a new lender or the existing lender. So that's a real weak spot if you've got a marginal project. And let's describe that. A marginal project to me would be taking a property built in the 80s or 90s and trying to call it a Class A apartment after you put your, quote, wood-like, end quote, flooring in and put in your new appliances, add your smart home package, maybe put some garage or covered parking in, add a dog run, put a media room in. The syndicators that are smart ones are doing all the A-class amenities in these older properties, but it still doesn't take a 20 or 25-year-old property and make it a Class A. A Class A would be like the project that Lane Bean is doing in Lockhart, Texas, where it's 2 years old on half the units, 140, and he's got 6 acres attached that already has temporary permitting. He's building another 132. His all-in cost structure is $182,000 a door. That's a Class A. By age definition, it might not be by the blended cost of getting the unit. It's amazing getting Class A, true Class A product for $182,000 a door versus the, I don't know, $275,000 to $300,000 a door that folks like Camden and Amelie and the Gables, you know, these are the A-grade top shelf REITs in the country. They spend that much money building their new units right now, maybe more with the inflationary trends hitting the cost. But once you get into these transactions, you begin to realize and can call out some of the optimism, let's call it, of these syndicators. So let's move on. The next egregious behavior we see is inflated capital raises. And by that, I mean they're raising more capital than they actually need, the syndicator is, to get the deal done. And what you look for there is the concept of when are they going to start, when do they pull the trigger on distributions to the partners? And typically you're going to find that when somebody says, well, we're going to make distributions in the first 90 days, you're going to realize you're paying, you're giving someone more capital than they need to get the deal done, because they're allowing, they want capital to pay you back. And I'm just going to tell you, it may sound great that, hey, they're willing to start paying us our distributions, not when it's your money. In other words, we want to see money coming from the rehabilitated picture that they painted of getting that property upgraded, raise the rents, you know, get in new tenants if they need to. That's where you want your distributions to come. You can keep your extra capital and go invest it in another transaction. You don't need to hand it to the syndicator, because you're not getting anything on that money. Again, capital dilution. I'm going to keep saying it. And so, you know, the other thing that's so egregious is 9 out of 10 times, once they start the distribution flow, guess who's going to be dining at the trough right next to you? It's going to be the syndicator and his team. So they're not only giving you some of your money back, they're giving them some of your money. Not back. They're giving it to them for the first time. Stay away from inflated capital raises. How do you determine if it's inflated? Be happy to share some rules of thumb with you that we use once you're a client, and you can pick this out on your own, although we'll be sure to remind you when we discuss these projects. And in fact, I've got a tool that we've got a placeholder on the website right now, but we actually are cataloging syndications that are in play anonymously. You're not going to know who they are until you're a client, but we show you the math on a scorecard type scenario. So actually, I call it the lineup. You're welcome to go look at the placeholder. It's all fake data, so don't get excited and think you're onto something. It will be paid. It'll be behind a paywall. It's a premium service, and that will help you with your math. So in any event, the inflated capital structures are raising more money than they need. This obviously allows them to juice their return numbers with your money, and you just want no part of it. The next thing, debt structure, inflated capital raises. We've talked about the fees. The next thing is what we call a double promote. And I'm going to put this in breakfast terms, okay? You've probably heard the old adage, that the chicken is involved, the pig is committed, when we talk about breakfast, okay? You get it. And, by that, when it comes to syndications, is the person that's pitching this transaction to you a chicken? Are they just involved, or are they the pig? Are they the ones that stand to lose if this thing goes under? And we're seeing a lot, not that many do, but let's just say they don't make money. That happens, right? You may not lose your money, but you may not make much, because they couldn't execute the strategy. And so we like dealing with pigs. We like people that are committed. They're all in. They're not working on six transactions at one time unless they've got their own internal team that's capable of doing that. We don't like them partnering with other folks that would syndicate on their own if they had the capital net. So you're seeing some of the more national platforms where you'll have maybe a Robert Beardsley or a Michael Blanc. He's a Texas guy. Or maybe a Devin Elder, where they're promoting really what someone else's deal. And again, there's nothing wrong with that if they actually make the money they claim to be able to. The problem is it adds a layer of overhead, it adds a layer of fees, and that's where you see these higher acquisition fees with no clawbacks. And I'm going to suggest to you, you avoid double promote transactions, okay? And then that was the fourth item. There's a few other things we'll get into maybe on future, shows involving the lack of reporting, or reporting that matters. There's a misunderstanding between the project level reporting and the partnership level. So, you know, the property manager is going to give you reports, but that doesn't consider transactions between the partnership and the partner. And a lot of lead partners, you'd be amazed at how little they understand on these concepts. Look forward to next week. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of the Be a Planner Show right here on AM 700 KSEV.